Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
You make time and you make love dandy. You make swell molasses candy. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know.
Well, they make headlines with eye-popping numbers like $85 billion, the bailout for AIG. But bailouts and financial flameouts are a part of American history going way back. The American colonies were bailed out by the French during the Revolutionary War. And then we bailed out the debt-plagued French king by buying Louisiana from him so he could pay his war bills. The big federal and corporate bailouts came later. The entire federal treasury was bailed out twice by the same guy, J.P. Morgan. First in 1893 when J.P. himself wrote a check, and then in the panic of 1907 when he and his banker friends helped save the federal treasury again. The Federal Reserve was established in part a reaction to all this. The modern age of corporate bailouts began in the 1970s. In 1970, the huge railroad Penn Central ceased to exist. The federal government bailed out its assets, forming what became Amtrak and CSX, the freight system, cost $575
million.
A year later, the defense contractor Lockheed, pleading jobs and national security, got $220 million from Congress to save it from going under. In 1975, it was New York City itself. Wallowing in debt, New York nearly defaulted after the federal government said no to New York, famously. The city was saved by a $150 million loan from the city's Teachers Union Pension Fund. We broke through the billion-dollar threshold in 1979 when Chrysler was bailed out by the Carter administration to the tune of $1.5 billion. The bailout made executive Lee Iacocca's career and produced a famous line of cheap cars, here immortalized by the Bare Naked Ladies.
You a K-car, a nice, reliant automobile.
K-cars, those were the days. Now we're starting to hit the mother lode, though, the savings and loan crisis. Here's Ohio Senator Howard Metzenbaum.
What we have here is a national crisis for the American people, resulting in a financial windfall for a few wealthy investors.
The S&L crisis broke all records. In the late 1980s, the first Bush administration authorized $166 billion over 10 years to dissolve and bail out S&Ls across the country. The bailout became a political issue.
They locked you out based upon age and race and class. Now let those who had the party pay for the party.
Paying for the savings and loan crisis party was one reason why the Republican Party lost the White House in 1992. Fast forward to 2001, the airline industry took a direct hit after the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
A collapse of the airline industry all across this country would be devastating. And you talk about lost jobs. Talking to some of the executives in my own district about what's happening to the car rental agencies, what's happening to the hotels, what's happening to the theme parks, what's happening to the restaurants, and all of the people who work in those businesses.
Congress authorized $15 billion in cash and loans to save the airlines. The jury is still out on whether it worked, which is what we're observing right now. Bailouts, which are intended to stop more bailouts. In just a few months, we've got Bear Stearns, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and now AIG. Stay tuned. They're making history with other people's money. There's a job I'd like to have.
A scrub like you who don't know what a man's